Yo, honey, huh? Welcome back. Just some final thoughts to the discussion that we had had with the Yugwadzir Adaje language nest. And a quote that we had found from the Maoris is that they say that the language is a treasure that was given to us by our ancestors. And we can see that with everything that we were discussing tonight and how all of the work that's being done needs to ensure that this chain that was attempted to be broken within our history. If we look back on the residential and boarding school era and the attempt to try to erase our languages from our world and to erase our worldview, we have to really see that a lot of it is on our shoulders now. There was this attempt by outside governments to get rid of our languages, to make it even illegal to speak our languages. And for many of our people, many of our teachers, many of our parents, many of our grandparents, this is something that they experienced firsthand. And looking at all of the work that's being done now today, we can see that it's within our hands to really change the way that we look at our language and really to change the story that we tell about our language, because now we can start to look into the future and to see just how important it is for our children and our grandchildren to hear it and to see that it was this generation too who helped revitalize it and helped keep it alive. So I just want to give all of those acknowledgments to all of our teachers that are out there, our parents, our grandparents, our families, who really kept this language alive, who really put the work into it, and who really did everything that they could to ensure that we have it today. And now that passing of the torch is onto our generation, and it's going to be up to us to really look to the future to see how we're going to carry it forward and to make sure that our children have it as well in the same way and even better than it was given to us. So now we'll go for listening in, and we'll see you all next week. I want to go ahead.